Welcome to episode 139 of the World of Goldcraft. I am your host, as always, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. Welcome back to the show. If you're following along live, make sure you post any questions you have in chat. I'll answer them at the end. If you're not following along live, then be aware that you can do so at twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker. I record these on Wednesdays. Now, of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup. So if you're interested in that, head over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And now, let's dive in. And today I'm going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about 9.1 because a lot of the new stuff seems to be relatively finalized. There's not placeholder costs for vestiges and stuff like that. So we can actually we can make some predictions and have some ideas about how 9.1 gold making is going to play and what the new items are, how they might fit into a profession setup, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and we'll also talk a little bit, or I'll also talk a little bit about TBC and some of the trends that I've been seeing in TBC Classic, which I'm sure those of you who play that game are very interested in. So for 9.1, we're not looking at an overall large number of changes for professions or a lot of new recipes, but the new stuff that's coming is obviously very, very, very important. So for the stuff that's coming that's important, that's going to be the Vestige of Origins, which is the optional reagent you use to craft rank 5 and rank 6 legendaries, which is obviously going to be a huge market once again. There's nothing that makes people as willing to spend gold as their literal bis items. And then you have, in addition to that, you have new Crafter's Mark. There's a Crafter's Mark 3 that makes item level, I don't remember anymore. I think it's item level 200. And it's slightly more for the Crafter's Mark of the chained one. I can check that. Yeah, Crafter's Mark 3 is item level 200, and then Crafter's Mark of the chained isle is item level 230, and that's, you can equip one of those. So both of those are obviously going to be really good. As most of you will be aware already, Crafter's Mark 2 gear sells really, really well. I expect the same for Crafter's Mark 3 and the chained Crafter's Mark. So what's going to be important is going to be unlocking these recipes. Now, most of these are from... all of these recipes are going to be very important to unlock. So what it looks like right now is that you do not need any reputation for the Vestige of Origins. In fact, the only thing it costs is 2,000 Stygia. So you should definitely farm up 2,000 Stygia on any of your legendary crafters so you're ready to buy the Vestige of Origins recipe on day one. It does not seem that, at least that's what it looked like on the PTR data on Wowhead, that it does not require rep. I'm not logged into the PTR and checked recently, so someone will have to correct me if that's wrong. The Crafter's Mark 3, you get that from Death's Advance at Honored level, so you definitely want to farm Honored with Death's Advance on any armor crafters you have as fast as possible. To be the first one to market. And then lastly, the chained crafter's mark, or the crafter's mark of the chained isle. It's not from the reputation proper, but it is from the Corthia content. It's from the Archivist Codex tier 4. I'm not sure exactly how long it's going to take to get that, but I'm assuming that that's going to be something that takes you more time than getting to Honored with the Death's Advance. So you'll get the Crafter's Mark 3 first, and then a while later you'll be able to get the Chained Isle Crafter's Mark. Interesting to note is that the Crafter's Mark of the Chained Isle, they require 15 Orboreal Shards, so that's going to be adding 1,500 gold at least to the crafting cost of that item, as well as all of the materials. So you're probably looking at items that should sell in the 10 to 20k gold range, even when they get competitive, which is nice because that means that you're gonna be looking at items where you can actually generate some real volume in gold volume. So they should be quite good when they get there. The cost is gonna be nice, hopefully. So I'm expecting this one to be pretty good. Right now, it looks like blacksmithing and tailoring are quite cheap for the chained isle crafters marks. For crafters mark 3, it looks like it's blacksmithing, tailoring, jewel crafting are all still cheap, and leatherworking looks a little bit more expensive. So that's how that sort of looks right now. But we'll see, because prices will probably change on many materials, and that's due to something we'll talk about later, which is the vestige of origins and the materials needed for those. Because I think the balance there is going to change a little bit, or the balance there is going to be different from what it is for Crafters Mark II currently, where tailoring is the cheapest, and then jewel crafting and blacksmithing are both pretty cheap, and then leatherworking is just ridiculously overpriced due to the heavy calcite price cost. So the next thing, there is one new material coming, the Corthite crystals. And these are used for one thing and one thing only, the Vestige of Origins, which means they're used for one thing and one thing only, rank 5 and 6 legendaries. Now, we might see some prices with some large swings. It all depends on how quickly you actually generate these. And this is something that I'm going to assume will be subject to change until the patch is out. So we won't know for sure, but yeah, these will be very highly in demand, and if you can find a method of farming these early on, you'll probably make bank. What's interesting is that both rank 5 and 6 require the same amount of Corthite crystals, because going from rank 4 to 5 will require you to craft a rank 3 legendary with the Vestige of Origins added. And then going from rank 5 to 6, you need a rank 6 base legendary, and you get that from crafting a rank 4 legendary with the Vestige of Origins. So there's no difference in cost between rank 5 and 6 legendaries for in terms of Corthite crystals. So if you can turn a rank 4 directly to a rank 6, that's going to save you 40 Corthite crystals. And depending on how expensive that is, that might be a pretty good idea as a buyer. You'll have to hold on for 4 weeks though until you get enough soul cinders and keep your rank 4 legendary for that time. But it's an interesting tidbit. Like, we won't see, like, demand will obviously be huge the week of the week people can finally equip rank 6, is right. But demand is not going to explode. It's not going to be like it was with materials at the launch of Shadowlands, where every week when you got access to a new rank of legendary, every week we got more expensive or a higher demand because you needed more materials for a rank 4 than a rank 3. So I expect we'll see demand start really strong, and then it might fall off a little bit, at least until the week we can make rank 6s. And then we'll see a surge, and then after that point it will start tapering off again and be in the general downwards trend, which is what happens to pretty much every material once you're past like peak demand, which is going to be the week rank 6s can be crafted. That's going to be the highest point for demand for sure. But it will depend a little bit on how much supply we can build up until that point. So we'll see. It could be that the rank 6 crafting peak is lower in price than the rank 5, and it never goes as high as it was at the beginning. That's something we'll just have to see. Next up, the Vestige of Origins material balance. Now, you can craft Vestiges of Origins, obviously, with any of the 4 legendary crafting professions. But as with Crafter's Mark, you just create a generic vestige that you can use on any profession. It's bind and pick up, though. But that means that there are going to be some combinations that are going to be better than others. Now, some tidbits to be aware of, some important things to be aware of, is that right now, the jewel crafting vestige is more expensive than the blacksmithing one. And it doesn't matter what the prices are in your realm, because the blacksmithing one takes 15 shadow ghast ingots, and then if I remember correctly, it's 40 laestrite ore. And then the jewel crafting vestige requires 2 of each essence. Now, to get 2 of each essence, you have to prospect on average 27 of each zone specific ore. To craft 15 shadow ghast ingots, you need 7.5 of each zone specific ore. So that means that you need 80, in total, 80 or more from the various zone-specific ores for the jewel crafting variant. And even if, like, Laestrite would have to be so cheap or so expensive, relative to the zone specific ore for this to ever work out, or if Laserite ore was extremely cheap so you could prospect that for even quantities of ore, then maybe jewel crafting would be better. But right now it does look like the jewel crafting one is just strictly worse, and you should never craft that one if you have a jewel crafting blacksmith, which is right now one of the more optimal combinations in my opinion. I have a jewel crafting blacksmith crafter. So at that point, if you have a crafter like that, then stock up on the zone specific ores, and turn a good chunk of them into ingots, and then you can keep the rest as ores just to be flexible. There might be more changes, obviously. And maybe you end up selling tons and tons and tons of rings, and you just need to prospect all the ore for essences. That's always a case, a potential case as well. Tailoring looks quite expensive, the tailoring vestige. And what's interesting about the tailoring vestige is it requires 75 penumbra thread. That's a couple of hundred gold in vendor materials, and it's the only vestige that requires vendor materials. So I guess that's to balance the fact that lightless silk and shrouded cloth is very cheap, but it does also require a whopping 400 of each cloth type. And I think the leatherworking one is cheaper on many realms. So right now, like, the tailoring, leatherworking, and blacksmithing, jewel crafting are, in my opinion, at least in 9.0, the best combinations to have. And they, in general, for professions, just to give you access to cheap crafter's marks and save time because you craft your ingots on the character that uses all of them for jewel crafting as well as blacksmithing. And that's also will probably be a good combination in the next patch as well. Because it does look like tailoring and jewel crafting will be the two most expensive vestiges, at least at current, most likely. But this will obviously have a huge effect on prices as well. This is just what it looks like right now. That's important to note. Like, this is all going to change demand for the materials. And once the dust has settled and we've reached a new kind of equilibrium price in 9.1, it might look completely different and other things might be cheaper. What I would suggest doing is to math out the vestige cost on your realm. It's not that many variables, just find all of the prices for all of the materials and just multiply that by how many you need for each vestige. And then you can figure out what the cheapest options are for your crafters, right? Based on prices right now. And then you can stock up accordingly. So if you figure out that you have a tailor blacksmithing legendary crafter, and you realize that on your realm, based on prices right now, the tailoring vestige is the cheapest, then you buy a bunch of cloth, so you're ready to craft a tailoring vestige. And then that's probably going to be cheaper than buying any of the materials just after 9.1 rolls around when everyone is looking to craft. Because we should see, around the time of launch of 9.1, a significant burst in prices and demand. This has already started. People are already crafting, or people are already stocking up on materials. I dropped 2 million gold on materials this week. There's plenty of people in my chat who's done the same thing. So people have already started, and material prices have started going up a little bit. So just pay attention to that. And there's never a guarantee about what's going to happen in the future. Because this time around people can stock up and there's already tons of materials out there. It's not like launch back in November when there was zero materials at launch and we had to farm everything to even craft legendaries. So don't invest more than you can you feel comfortable with, because you can always end up losing some. You're not going to lose all your gold, but you can end up losing a significant percentage, at least if prices have already gone up. Like Jack in chat right now is saying that lightless silk on his main realm is 4.42 gold. 42 gold, that's absolutely crazy. I haven't seen prices like that since like launch week. But yeah, there's definitely a ton of stuff. This is all, of course, based on the current situation. We won't know if there's always a chance they make some more changes. But if you want to be prepared, I'd suggest getting a little bit of materials ready to craft vestiges based on what's cheapest right now. And just be ready. Have your characters raring to go into Korthia and farming the rep for the crafter's mark to you and have enough stygia so you can straight buy the vested recipe and all of that stuff. That's sort of the main thing I would suggest for preparing for 9.1. So that's what I wanted to talk about for 9.1. So now we're going to talk a little bit about some trends and some things I've seen in the Burning Crusade Classic. So the main thing right now, it seems to me, most players are still spending their gold and time farming for reputation, for epic mounts, and for getting their crafted gear. And some markets, like consumables, does not yet seem to really be there. I've sold some consumables, but herb prices are still very volatile, and it does not seem like there. Some of the consumables are selling for very, very low prices compared to herb prices, and herb prices will often spike up, and suddenly consumables are not profitable. So it seems to me that people are still not quite there in like Pars Culture land. They're more focused on gear and epic flying and all that stuff. That they're focused on spending their gold on more permanent increases to player power rather than one-off short-term increases. Another thing is that old world, so vanilla classic materials, are exploding up and down in value because there's not much supply anymore. Supply is very variable, and people still need to level their professions to max. Like, people still need max 1. They need to level enchanting 1 to 300 if they want to get enchanting to 375 for the juicy benefits. So there are tons of opportunities with flipping and even trying to control various old world materials. This is something you should definitely pay attention to. Enchanting, jewel crafting materials, ore, bars, anything can be flipped profitably. And prices are, you'd be surprised if you look at some of the prices of old world materials, for sure. Like Vision Dust on my realm regularly spikes up to like more than one gold, when it was routinely selling for like 20 silver back in vanilla. Because that's one of the biggest bottlenecks for enchanting. And then there are other bottlenecks like Azerothian diamonds for jewel crafting, or some of the other gems that you get from Thorimor prospecting. So that's definitely something we see. I've also seen a couple of vendor shuffle opportunities. For those of you on the very poor end of the spectrum, there might not be for everyone. Netherweave could reach vendor shuffle land, but when Netherweave is selling for less than 15 silver, you can craft heavy Netherweave bandages with 2 Netherweave cloth, and they will vendor for 30 silver. So less than 15 silver, then that's free money, essentially. If you have jewel crafting, you can also do something with you can craft a purified jaggle pearl if you have this recipe. It requires a jaggle pearl and a vendor water, a purified draining water that you can get for 13 silver. And this gem will vendor for 1 gold. And I can routinely find jaggle pearls as cheap as 50 silver, so that's 40 silver in free money per craft. So if you're if you have the time to like crate all, or if you're very poor, then this is something that you can do. It does require you to have jewel crafting at about 325 to get the recipe, though. If you look ahead, I expect that once players finish epic flying and they get their like crafted gear finished gemming them, then they'll start focusing more on consumables. We should also see in the next reset there should be a lot more level 70s, which means a lot more raid groups going into Karazhan, going into Gruul, going into Megtheridon. Maybe hitting walls where they realize that sending someone back to the auction house to pick up a bunch of flasks or some elixirs or potions is going to help them push through. So that is gonna come, and I do expect long term that using overcutting and smart stacking with alchemy is probably going to be one of the best ways to make gold throughout the expansion, just like it was in vanilla or in classic. But for the moment, the money will be in raw materials, in gear, item enhancements. I'm personally making bank with jewel crafting, and should be making. I spent a lot of gold on recipes. I will be spending more gold on recipes once I get epic flying, but for the moment, it's been about 3,500 gold per day in sales, primarily from jewel crafting, which is quite significant. So that's been a lot of fun. So that's it for what I wanted to talk about for TBC. So I didn't actually prepare a question today. I was going to look through one, some from posted on my Discord, and we didn't get any from chat either. Come on, guys, why are you here if you're not going to ask me any questions? So since we don't have any, then we'll just have to call the episode here. We're still at time anyway, so it doesn't matter because we had some interesting things to talk about. Wait, says Jack. He wants to get his question in about the Lightless Silk price. I'm waiting in fervent excitement. I mean, 42 gold, that's not gonna... What will the Lightless price be in the first month of 9.1? I mean, that's really, really, really hard to sell, to tell, and it will depend on the final, how the final demand shakes out. So if we just need Lightless Silk for the base items and people end up not crafting Vestiges with tailoring at all in any significant fashion, then I don't think it's going to be that much more expensive than currently. If the tailoring Vestige turns out to be cheap, it'll be higher, but I never try to predict like the exact price in the future. I have a terrible terrible track record. I mean, that's if you craft with the Vestige of Origins from tailoring, but you don't need the tailoring Vestige. You can use a leatherworking Vestige if you have leatherworking on the same crafter. But yeah. It'll be interesting. I expect that most materials will be higher than they are right now. So you can look at the closest. I think they're going to be lower than at launch, because we have a large material cushion. There's a lot of items already available in the economy. But if you want to look, the price behavior might be similar. For like when rank 5s, it's going to be about the same as when rank 3s were released back in at launch. And then it's going to be the same for rank 4. So we might see, it's possible we see prices approaching what they were at launch, but I don't think they're going to go that high, because I think a lot of people are stacking up tons of materials ahead of time, which is going to cushion the blow. But we could see prices going up by 100%, because right now prices are about one third of what they were at launch. So they could very well double and sustain at that. They could go farther. I have no idea. It's impossible to predict, but it's probably going to be higher than now. Let's leave it at that. So that will be it, because whenever people ask me to predict the price of something, I tap out, because there's a big chance that if I'm wrong, and someone, I don't want to be wrong about this, I don't want people to go around and be like, yeah, the lazy gold maker told me that this is going to hit a certain price point, because I am terrible at predicting these kinds of things. Most people are terrible at predicting the future. And if I have to be, I'd rather just try to make gold without having to be correct about the future, or at least not correct in detail. If I can be correct in the broad stroke, and the broad stroke is Lightless Silk will probably be more expensive when you really need Lightless Silk to craft your tailoring rank 5 legendaries during week 1 of 9.1 than it is right now. So buying Lightless Silk right now is probably a lot better than during 9.1. Then if you can sell for a profit in 9.1, if you're just looking to flip, then just sell for a profit. So, that's it. If you enjoyed the show, you want to read more about gold making, head over to thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker, or you can leave a like down below, subscribe to the YouTube channel, or just listen to this podcast on any of your platforms. And we'll see you on the next one. Have a profitable week, guys. Goodbye.